Why we should be offering free college diplomas. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest study to shake up the income inequality debate comes from MIT professor David Autor, who, by the way, is not against inequality.
In fact, you need inequality. It creates incentives.
He just wants to bring it under control a little, which would happen, he says, if more qualified students attended college. Because the real inequality in this country isn't the 1% versus the 99%. It's college grads versus high school grads. The average value of a college diploma, taking into account the 4 years spent attending classes instead of working, is $500,000 during the graduate's lifetime. And that's because college grads on average make twice what non-grads make, which leads Professor Autor to this conclusion.
One way to both improve well-being and increase mobility is to increase the supply of education.
Well, the thought occurs to me that if a college diploma is basically a license for every college graduate to print $500,000, the government ought to immediately launch a search for talented people who might not be able to afford college and just offer to pay off their loans if they graduate, because the $500,000 they stand to make is taxable income. And at the average tax rate of 11%, the tax on each graduate's additional salary is going to bring in $55,000. To the U.S. Treasury per student, which is about twice the average college loan. So for every additional student who graduates with a college degree, the U.S. Treasury stands to make money. What a concept. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.